how's everybody doing with the COVID-19? Would it be all right if we called the meeting to order? This is the Mutual Insurance Association Board of Directors meeting for Utah State Board's Risk, just so everybody is sure they're in the right meeting. And let's go ahead and welcome everybody. Does anybody have any questions or comments today before we get started? I show we have 22 participants on my screen today. We appreciate you coming. Let's go ahead and start. Do we have, has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? Are there any questions on the minutes to start with? I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. If you would please, two things. If you'd be sure and mute yourself, especially since Richard's gone right now, when you're not speaking. And when you make a motion, if you'll state your name, help with the minutes. So I would entertain a motion on the minutes today.
So moved. This is Richard.
Okay, we have a motion by Richard. A second.
I'll second it, Darren.
Okay, Darren, second on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Well, the minutes will stand as recorded. Has everybody received a copy of the the financial report's in your packet as well, so you should have a copy. Are there any questions on the financial report? Looks like Richard's back to answer any questions that we may have.
And I just sent that over to Megan, Rod. So
okay, thank you.
Pull it up when we get there.
So the financial report, do I have a motion on approval of the financial report for January of 2020?
So moved. This is Kyle.
We have a motion. Motion by Kyle. Do we have a second?
I'll second it. Darren Clark.
Darren Clark.
Yeah, brother Darren.
Darren Clark has seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We have the financial report for January 2020 approved. So now if we can move to the rating committee. Somebody speak right now.
That is where we would like to start.
We could have everybody mute.
Rod, I believe you have control. You can mute everybody, and then they can unmute.
Richard has control as the control here. So do you want to mute everybody, Richard?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and mute everybody then, and then we'll... and then that way you can unmute yourself if you'd like to.
Okay, I think we're ready for committee reports. Do we have Paul Godfredson on today, or somebody to fill in for him on rating? No, Paul?
I don't see Paul there.
Does that mean that Richard's going to carry the torch on that?
Well, that's pretty easy to do this one. This all jumps on. I'll just go ahead if you'd like then, Rod.
If you would.
Okay. Megan, I don't know if you have that you could pull up those rates. That was in that one PDF, I think, scan 320.
Okay, let me grab that.
And if not, everyone should have a copy of that that was sent to you by email. And there'd be three documents there. Maybe while Megan's pulling that up, there would be three documents there. And there's the first one that you can see. This is the historical experience mods. If you'll look, of course, by district, and then you can see the most recent ones of 2020, where the experience mod is. And I'll just kind of take my mouse over there. You can see in this column here. And then, of course, this over in the colored section is kind of the year-over-year of these experience mods. Probably, you know, you guys have seen this before, but probably the most important part of all of this is right down here at the bottom where you see what's happened year-over-year. You can see back to 2015 and where is a whole pool where our experience mod has moved. You know, if in a few years there, you can see we had some pretty good experience. And then this last year, you can see that 06. And just a real simplistic explanation is that means that we are 6% adverse to what is expected for our classification. So if you take all across the United States, all of the teachers, bus drivers, everybody, and then you compare where we're at to where that we would be at nationally, and we are about 6% adverse to where we're at nationally. Now, you know, there's not an easy explanation for that, as you can see, because it can go up and down, as it indicated there on the very bottom. But this is one of those indicators that we talked about at our last meeting of that we're seeing a little bit of an uptick in our claims, and pretty good uptick in our claims to see where that we're at. But it's certainly not something that becomes real alarming. But we want to watch that, and that's what that information is presented to you for there. So, Megan, let's go to the next document that's there. Okay, so this one here, go up just a touch there, one little right there. You can see that's the uncapped, and you have seen this year over year and in the past, where that this is the uncapped rate. If each district was to pay their premium based solely upon their own experience, then this is what that would look like. And we've always presented that so that everyone would be able to see how that can fluctuate a lot, of going up and down, and where from year to year your rates could do a lot of porpoising. And so we have decided as a group, and we'll move to that one now, Megan, if you would, to the capped rate, which is the next slide right there. Perfect. And pull that down just a touch, if you would, the other direction. And you can see there, that was what, after all the work that we did last year with PricewaterhouseCoopers looking at equity and fairness of our rates, then that's what was determined that we would do, is go to a minus 15 or a plus and a plus 5, so that your rates would not go down any more than 15% and would not go up any more than 5%. So that was what we all decided last year, that we would go to that kind of a model. And so now you can see down through there in column 6 where everybody lines up based upon that capping. So no one gets a decrease more than 15%, and nobody gets an increase of any more than 5%. So overall, the great news about today, at the bottom of that, you'll see that we will be, as a pool, we'll be taking a 5% decrease again this year. And that was the same as it was last year, and I'm just thrilled that we're going to be able to continue doing another 5% decrease this year, and obviously all based upon the actuarial analysis and where they've come back and said that we can decrease rates again another 5%. And so then you would see in column 7 what your estimated contributions would be this year, and then over in column 8 what it was for last year, and then of course, and then the funding change, so what you actually end up paying, and that would take into account your payroll. So now let me just mention one thing. As you recall from our last meeting, we were all just so optimistic about what the new funding for education was going to be, and we were all, you know, had our calculators out calculating what those new payrolls were going to look like. And so we trended those forward 4%. And I think we were being conservative at 4%, going, well, you know, they're going to go up at least 4% for this year. And I would have to say, you know, given the fact of everything that happened since that February meeting, I told the actuaries we need to back that off to 2% increase. And so they have trended them, and that's been back more to what our historical increase has been as a pool, is at 2%. So they have backed off those payroll numbers to our historical level of 2%, and not where we were at 4%. So that's the good news, is that the rate for the pool has gone down 5%, and then that we have backed off the payroll increases to just 2% for this next year. So, you know, you can go down through there and you can see what the effect is then on everyone in the pool. So that's kind of a real quick one explanation in the absence of Paul not being here of what we have done. I know Darren Johansson is here, and he's been our backup on that committee for a long time. So maybe we ought to just ask Darren if he's got any comments or questions regarding the rates for this next year.
Nope.
Well, that was short, Darren.
I've said it enough before. No, it looks good.
Okay. Well,
Darren's a man of many words, you can tell. So ready to all entertain a motion on that. Does anybody have any other questions before we make a motion?
Can I ask one clarifying question? So a 5% overall decrease, but you're saying a 2% actuarial estimate for this year. So we need to plan for a budget for a 2% increase in workers' comp. Is that correct?
Is what you would do, Kyle, let's go down. Megan, if you'll just scroll down just a little bit. Let's go down to San Juan School District, and you can see, and I'll just take my mouse over there. Okay, so this is what your premium is going to be this year. This is what it was last year. So you're actually getting an 0.8% decrease in your rates from last year. So you're actually seeing a decrease there of, you know, not quite $1,000.
Okay, that's perfect. That's what I wanted to verify. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, thanks for asking, because I'm sure others have a question. And so that's exactly what that means. And so if you went over a little further, Kyle, if I could, and use you as an example, your rate is going down 4.1%. And then you can see all of the other numbers back over to the payroll numbers. And then again, for the whole pool, it's a minus 5%. But for you as a district, you're seeing a 4.1% decrease in your rate itself.
Perfect. Thank you, Richard.
Beth.
I'd just like to recognize Keith and Wasatch for the incredible work they've done and for the 15% decrease in their workers' comp. I know that's been an issue for them for a little while, so well done, Keith. Well done.
Well, and it does speak a lot to all of you for what you're doing. And, you know, and we're in a great shape. I mean, this doesn't, you know, for anybody's concern, is this going to put us in, you know, a tight financial position or make it difficult for our pool? And the answer is no, there is no way. We are very well funded, and these are all actuarial numbers, and our actuary has been spot on for many, well, they always have been spot on is what they've been. And so these numbers, we are very safe where that we're at there. And, you know, of course, you know, we don't know the impact of what all this is going to mean with the coronavirus and the impact. Richard Reese asked a great question about that at another meeting in February, and the impact that it might have on us. And we've had those discussions. I don't anticipate that will have a very big impact on us. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But if it does, we're prepared for that. So I think we can all feel very, very comfortable of where we're at. And now that the governor has closed the schools for the rest of this year, you know, I think that we will continue to see a decrease in the number of claims. We have already started seeing some of that. We've been monitoring that here in our office on a regular basis, at least once, if not twice a week, talking about claims and trends and where that's moving to. And obviously it's moving down, not quite as fast as I had maybe expected it would, but it's still moving downward. And I think now we'll continue to see that, and it will look more like what summer does to us around here with claims, because we won't have people in schools, maybe even less than that. So I think that we'll see certainly a very a good outcome financially for the rest of this fiscal year. And then we'll have to see, you know, for next year, and these rates are for next year. And then if school starts back up in the fall, then we will be, you know, right back to where we have been, and that's pretty much what this model is projecting. Okay, that's probably enough from me, Ron, on that subject, unless there...
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
Now, if there are no other questions, do we have a motion to accept the rates as presented?
This is Bruce Williams. I would make the motion that we accept those rates.
Thank you, Bruce. And a second?
I second.
And who is that?
Adam Robinson, South Summit.
Okay. Thank you, Adam. So all in favor, aye? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. We need a motion to move into a closed meeting for the Claims Committee. Do we have a motion for that? Please state your name.
This is Richard Reese. I so move.
And a second, please.
I'll second. Jenny Johnson.
Thank you, Jenny. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session. We have a report. Is Chad giving the report? Who's giving the report today?
I saw Chad on there. I don't know. And then, of course, Sherry's there. Sherry, is Chad going to give that report?
He just did a little chat message that says he doesn't have a microphone, so I'll just do it.
Okay.
And I unmuted myself.
Oh. Wonderful. Thank you.
Hey. Okay, so we have a handful today of over 50, and we talked about a number in the $25,000 to $50,000 range.
Thank you. If there are no questions, we'll call for a motion to move out of a closed meeting, if we can have that motion.
This is Darren Clark. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Darren. And a second?
This is Jason Johnson. I'll second.
Thank you, Jason. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We're back in open session. We have lost control next. Lark, are you ready for a report? Or can I see Lark here?
Yeah, I can be very brief, too. No, Jimmy was calling around to see if anybody had something to report on, so I think we ought to let Jimmy chime in and tell us what he found.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
You bet.
You bet.
Good, yeah.
You can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we as a committee didn't have anything really that we were going to bring to the board as a whole today. I did talk to all of the committee members about the opportunity, if the districts were so inclined, to look at purchasing some N95 face masks. And we were going to present that to you guys as a whole. I've gone out and got some pricing. There's about six different kinds of face masks that will filter 95% of the particulates that are in the air. And the N95 is the version that's approved by the United States. There's five more from other countries. One of them is a K95 that's approved in China. Now, the vendor that we have that can do the N95s is charging $6.50 per mask, regardless of how many you purchase. Depending on where you look, that is a decent price. However, I found a vendor that can get us the KN95, which is the one approved in China. It's the same mask, basically. The FDA has recently approved the KN95 for use in the United States based on the shortage of the N95. If anybody is interested, we can get the KN95 for $2.78 a mask. And we need, from the date we place an order, we could have those in about 7 to 10 days. In addition to the mask, if anybody is interested in a one-piece non-woven suit like you see the medical people wear, or surgical gowns, or a one-piece face shield, we can also get those at pretty decent prices. So, and hand sanitizer and wipes are coming, but the pricing won't be as good as we can get it until close to the time school starts. So if you're interested in either one of those two also, let me know and we can get some of that too. But if there's any interest in that, let us know and we will see about generating an order and then dispersing those out based on who wants what. It's hard for them to ship to 25 or 30 different locations, but if they ship to one and then we could disperse it out, that would be good. That's really all we had.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, Lark, that you wanted to add?
No, I think that covers it. So glad I can just tell you, we talked about it. I talked about it in my district on a meeting earlier today, and I know somebody's going to be contacting Jimmy, so I hope if your district's been talking about the same things, to go ahead and do that.
Okay, thank you. We should be able to move to the approval of the final budget and for 2020 and proposed budget for 2021. As of people had a chance to look at that. Would you like it up on the screen? I think, does she have a copy she could put up, Richard?
Yeah, Macon, would you go ahead and put up the budget there? That was that other attachment. I'll
I'll just make a quick comment about that. This has got just a little bit of an adjustment from what is in your book that you received. And the reason is that I needed to adjust downward that top line item there, number one, of what the contributions are. So I had to adjust that down to reflect what you saw in the actuary's recommendation for this next year. So in adjusting that down, that means then that we would anticipate that the claims would be adjusted down. And so we've made corresponding adjustments, again, to bring that back to a balanced budget where we would not be projecting that we would have anything in excess or negative on our income at the end of the plan year. So not anything real big change from what all of you saw in February, other than that I would point out.
Does anybody have any questions for Richard? Are we ready for a motion? Could we have a motion from the floor?
This is Lark. I'll move that we approve it.
And a second, please.
This is Terry Reese. I'll second it.
Thank you, Terry. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have any other items, Richard, or anyone else for the meeting?
I don't have anything else, Rod, other than just that next item down of the next meeting.
Then let's move to the next meeting. Richard, do you want to kind of give us the background on the cancellation of your meeting and what we've talked about and our proposal, if you would?
You bet. Of course, all of us are uncertain. We don't know exactly what's going to happen next. And I think that's illustrated by the governor today canceling school for the rest of the year. And so with all of the uncertainties, we felt like that this year we would be canceling the healthcare conference that we have had in conjunction with the UASBO meeting and our workers' comp meeting. And so we don't anticipate having that healthcare conference this summer. And so with that in mind, I talked to Rod and to Jenny and Kyle and Stephanie and said, okay, with that, you know, what would we want to do for our next meeting? And they asked that I reach out to Leon Wilcox and ask him what UASBO and he are planning for the meeting that traditionally has been on that Monday in Wasatch. And he came back a couple of times and as of yesterday had said, well, it's still tentative. He said, I don't know for sure what we might do. He said, but we're wondering if we don't have the meeting, if we could meet at USBA. And of course I told him, as always, you know, the business administrators are always welcome to come and meet here. And so it appears to me, I think with his comment there, that meeting may still go on. It may be in person or it may be a Zoom meeting. And so either way, we're thinking that maybe we would move our July workers' comp meeting to the 14th of July, which is a Tuesday, and then if the UASBO meeting goes on in person or it's a Zoom meeting, that will be just great. You guys will all be able to be a part and participate in that. And then on Tuesday, we would have the workers' comp meeting. And then we will decide, you know, as we get a little bit closer, whether that would be in person or if that would be a Zoom meeting as well. But at least for calendaring, if you could put that on your calendar for the 14th, that we would have our next meeting. Just can't tell you when or where that'll be, but we'll plan for a meeting on the 14th.
Is there a time, Richard, that we should put down?
You know, I don't know, Bruce, at this time. I would say, you know, just if you could keep it a little bit flexible there, kind of like we all have to be right now. But, you know, I think if we wanted to, we could probably narrow it down and say it would be a morning. That way, if the USBO meeting happened to be in person and you stayed over, then we could just hold it first thing on Tuesday morning, and then you could be on your way home after that or wherever else that you were going to go. So I think we could probably go that far, Bruce, if that would make sense for some of you who have to travel a long ways.
Rich, I think we can, if you wanted to plan an afternoon activity, we could probably, do appropriate social distancing for that afternoon activity, just in case.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions for a...
I'll second that, Richard.
Oh, Richard Grease, you always have something great to say. And so, yes, I think we could probably arrange for a golf outing that afternoon. And make sure that we keep that far apart anyhow, and I think that could be arranged.
Well, now that you mention it, that is a good idea. I wasn't really thinking about that. But.
I'm sure you weren't, but I'm glad that you quickly caught on to that one.
Does anyone have any other information that would lead us to believe we shouldn't do that, plan that tentatively? If not, we will put that on our calendars, and then as we get closer, we'll let you know. Does anyone have anything else before we adjourn?
Rod, I would just like to say, you know, thanks to everybody for taking your time today to be a part of this meeting here. I know this is not the ideal, but certainly, you know, I think it's worked very well. And Rod, you've done a great job of conducting the meeting. And Adam, I think all of us are impressed to see the background that you have there. It looks like you're in combat right now. I'm not sure if that's the case, but wherever you're at, that looks pretty awesome to see that in the background. I know that you're a great veteran from the military, and so.
No, thank. That's some Afghan school kids.
Awesome. That's even more awesome than to see that. So, thanks for sharing that with us. And thanks again to everybody. And so, Rob, I think that's all that I had. We just appreciate what everyone is doing and your work. And just let Jimmy know if anybody's interested in masks. And just let us know if there's anything that we can do here at USBA to help any of you as we're going forward. Please let us know.
Well, with that, I think the meeting will stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for all your work, and good luck with all of the what you're trying to do with COVID-19 and keeping your districts operating. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.